Paranoia can leave people feeling isolated, unhappy, and profoundly distressed. But the Department of Psychiatry at Oxford say they found a revolutionary new route forward in treatment.
This is the first time that VR has been used to treat what's often considered a severe mental health problem, paranoia, when people very much believe that others are deliberately trying to harm them when they're not.
Professor Daniel Freeman has been leading the research team. Sufferers put on a virtual reality headset and for 30 minutes become immersed in a computer-generated world.
And if they move around in this computer-generated world, then the world reacts to that, so you feel immersed. And what we used was social situations, an underground train ride, and we also used a lift. We made each of them progressively more difficult for people by adding in more people. So they went from going in a relatively empty tube to a very packed one, going from a lift with a couple of people in it to a lift with half a dozen people in it.
These simulations allow people to break down the barriers that would normally be terrifying, like approaching the characters around them, holding long eye contact, and even getting as close as toe-to-toe. Professor Freeman says it's an accessible treatment that looks set to make a difference for those suffering and their loved ones too.
Paranoia can cause profound distress to the person and their family. Certainly VR looks like a great way of making a real change in people's lives.